You can hear the Voice of Sacramento underneath channel 17 and 18 and streamed at accesssacramento.org.
Music for 2016 from Sacramento band Desario. The song is called Fallen, and right now I've got half the band Desario in the studio. Who's here? Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. So go ahead and introduce yourselves. I could do it, but you guys are right here. I'm lazy.
I'm Michael Yost. I play guitar.
And I'm John Conley. I'm a singer and rhythm guitar.
Well, welcome, you guys. I'm digging the new EP. The EP itself is called Red Returns. Is this out yet? Has it been released officially?
Not officially. It's sometime in March. We haven't identified the release date yet, but we'll have that pretty soon.
Well, I'm so lucky to hold a copy of it here, and it's wonderful. It just sounds really great. Listen to it in the car on the way home, and you know how Sacramento traffic can be on Friday night? I had a chance to listen to it twice. That's how that's how short the EP is and how long the commute was. So good stuff. So how long have you guys been together as Desario?
It was last year was our 10-year anniversary.
Year before that, actually.
Oh, so 11 years.
Yeah. 11, wow. I'm going on 12, yeah.
You know, 11 years of doing anything is impressive, but especially being in a band and being in a band in Sacramento. How did you guys form?
We formed... I was at the time, I was playing in a band called California Oranges.
Well acquainted with them.
And I was, I just wanted to do a starting a side project, and ended up recruiting our former drummer Jim Rivas. He and I started playing together, and then Mike and I have been friends since we were 16 and 17. So we've been friends for over 20 years.
Over 2 years, that's great.
Yeah, 2 years. and we met our bass player through our drummer Jim at the time. He found our bass player through a mutual friend, and that's essentially how the band formed.
Have you two been in other bands together? If you've known each other that long, did you guys play before?
Yeah, John and I played. We started, we started in a punk band together when we were in high school. We didn't go to high school together, but we knew each other while we were in high school. We started a punk band, did another band after that. And then in the 90s, John and his sister Katie had formed Holiday Flyer. Mm. They did a couple of albums, and then near the tail end of Holiday Flyer, Jim and I played with them on their last album. I played on the last two albums, I believe. So, John and I have played together on and off for quite a while.
It's interesting. Now, there's another band I've heard of. I've heard of Holiday Flyer. I've played the California Oranges on the show in the past. Did not know that you were part of this whole thing. So, John, you're kind of a legendary icon of the Sacramento music scene. And speaking of that, congratulations to both of you guys for your Sammy's nomination. That's pretty cool news indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, we're excited about it.
What's the award? Is it
Indie.
Best Indie.
Best Indie Group.
Best Indie Group. See, yeah. The Sacramento News and View is recognizing you guys. That
and
is
we're
so
actually,
cool.
My sister's band, Soft Science, is nominated too. So we got a little sibling rivalry.
Can there only be one, or can there be a tie here?
Tie's good. Yeah. That's good.
Okay, let's go for a tie. If I had to recommend, I'd say vote for both bands, and let's see what happens. Don't want to upset the Conleys or anything like that. So you guys have punk as part of your influences. What would you call the sound of Desario? What if we had to lump it into a genre or two, how do you guys describe it?
Britpop meets shoegaze.
Okay.
So we're still pretty current. I would say our influences are current too, but late 80s, early 90s British guitar bands are our main, that would be our main influence.
Oh man, you hit my wheelhouse right there. You know, kind of like when New Wave ended, the synthesizers went away, but before grunge happened, before it got like loud and distorted, there's that little slice of heaven right in between those two eras.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right in our wheelhouse right there as well. So
One of the bands that Mike and I really just, that really kind of changed our lives was the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Ah.
After that would probably be Stone Roses.
Mm-hmm. Some of the Manchester scene there.
Exactly.
Wow. So there's an interesting term you threw out, and I know what it means. Some of my audience may not know what it means, but how do you describe shoegaze? That's such a fun term for a genre.
Well, I guess it actually, I've been reading a lot. There's been a new box set and kind of book that came out about the genre, and it was actually, they actually referred to this one of the later bands in that movement called Moose. Hmm. The band was referred to that as shoegazers in one of their live reviews, because the band just stood on stage and stared down at their shoes. And it was actually kind of derogatory. It was like a derogatory comment about the band, and then that label just kind of ended up getting stuck on, because these bands were all kind of using a bunch of foot pedals and staring down at their pedal boards and stomping on pedals when they were playing their songs. So, and so
it's more an intensity about the music more so than they're being shy. They're not so shy, it's just they're looking down at what the heck they're doing.
yeah, probably.
Exactly, yeah.
There's some great guitarists in that shoegaze scene. I saw the guitarist maybe 5-6 years ago in L.A., and he, I guess you could say that because he was looking down. He was doing the pedals. He was a left-handed guitarist, and, you know, his sound was ferocious. The band wasn't shoegaze, but, you know, his personal style was, I guess. Interesting stuff. So I'm here with John and Mike of Desario. So is this your second, third album? What are we up to now as far as releases go?
We have two albums prior to this, and we've got this EP coming out sometime in March. And there'll be a follow-up EP probably in the summer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what made you guys decide to do a couple EPs rather than maybe an album?
I think it was a little bit easier to work in smaller batches.
Okay.
There's been such a length of time between releases that we wanted to be able to have some new music out and then follow it up pretty quickly with some new music behind that. So it's just trying to avoid having so much time between releases that we've had in the past.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to sense a trend here. 2016 is shaping up to be the year of the EP, because I know a lot of bands or artists are kind of going that route too, and I wanted to hear your rationale. There's a band I know in the Bay Area called Crooked Flower, and they got to release, they had studio time at Jingletown Studios, and I think they recorded like close to 30 songs, and they're going to put them out in the form of like 10 or 11 different EPs as opposed to an album or two. And I guess maybe you stay fresh in the public's mind if you that way too.
Yeah, I think the way that people are taking in digesting music these days are in smaller batches. I think just people's attention span in general is a little bit shorter. Mm. And also, you know, people using some of the digital music services like Spotify or Apple Radio and making their own playlists and just grabbing there'll be a new release that comes out and maybe they'll grab, you know, two or three songs off of that and, you know, put them in their playlist. By doing EPs, you can have releases come out more consecutively or you know, and just kind of stay on people's radar a little bit better, I think. And it's a little bit easier for people to digest.
Interesting. I'm kind of an oldie moldy, but I think I'm starting to get it now. Because I'm an album guy, but I'm starting to like EPs for that reason. And like, you can do a show, and then 3 months later, you can have a new EP to focus on at your show.
Yeah, I'm probably with you too. I'm a total album guy. I don't really listen to too many that compilation playlists or anything. Like, usually, if I want to listen to a band, I'll grab an album and put the album on and listen to it start to finish.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm the same way. Exactly. I love putting an album on, just letting it go.
Yeah. And, you know, there's even more old school than that, where my kids would ask me in the past, this is when they were in high school and they're listening to classic rock, but they're listening to it on CDs. And I think my daughter made an observation. She said, you know, I've listened to a lot of albums and it's kind of interesting, but the sound of the album sort of changes about halfway through. I said, yes, side A versus side B, but you wouldn't know on a CD.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the reasons that we split this batch of songs into two EPs. We felt like they were kind of two separate pieces of music. Like four of the songs really fit together well, and the other five fit together really well. And it's like, well, why don't we just release them as two separate pieces?
I like it, and there's very good artistic reasons for doing that. I'm chatting with John and Mike from Desario. Why don't we hear another track off of the new EP? What should we listen to?
We're going to play the second track called Capture.
Okay, here we go. Here's Capture by Desario.
Capture both sides onto new waves.
new music from Sacramento band Desario and the song Capture. I'm here with John Conley and Mike Yost of the band. And guys, where can my listeners find out more about Desario and your music and all that good stuff?
Probably the best place to start would be Facebook. Okay. Facebook.com, Desario/Desario Band.
How do we spell Desario?
D-E-S-A-R-I-O.
Very good, very good. And where does the band name come from? We had some controversy before we got started about this, how the story is going to play out on the radio. So what's the story you can tell the Twirl Radio listeners about the name Desario?
Mike, you can explain that.
Okay, well, way back when we were trying to think of come up with a band name, John had mentioned how it would be cool to have a band name with a surname, like the Ramones or the Smiths or something like that.
Ah.
And we're all fans of an old television show called Freaks and Geeks, and I'll leave it at that.
Huh. Okay.
So if you put all that together, you can figure out where we got the name.
Okay, that's cool. We've got a little bit of homework to do, but there you go. So Mr. Desario, maybe.
Daniel Desario.
Nice. Okay. So you know what? I'm challenging you guys in the audience. This is your homework assignment. You know, this is interactive radio. Go ahead and do a little research while we're spinning yarns here and spinning some great tunage here. So you guys have a show coming up this week. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
We're playing at Old Ironsides.
Legendary club.
Next Friday night with a San Francisco band called Cruel Summer and another Sacramento band called All About Rockets.
Nice. Now, is that those two bands, are their sounds and styles similar to yours? Is it a pretty good stylistic fit?
Stylistically, it's a really good fit, I think. All About Rockets are very very shoegaze-esque. Okay. Same with Cruel Summer. They're a little bit more shoegaze, indie pop.
Nice. Well, that's my wheelhouse. That's Twirl Radio's wheelhouse, too, is the indie pop scene, which
and,
is very, very cool.
Rumor has it that you might be there, Mike.
Oh, yes. Let's confirm that rumor right now. Yes, Twirl Radio will be webcasting the entire show live, you know, as long as the other two bands are okay with it, too. But for sure, we're going to be there webcasting live at twirlradio.com so that the world can hear what Desario sounds like live in their elements. So we'll have
a excited. Yeah, we're excited about that and a little scared too.
Me too. So, you know, we'll get through this together, you know. So we'll let the world know what a good old Ironsides crowd sounds like. That's like the oldest bar in Sacramento, like 1930s era, I think.
I think they're 80 years old now.
Wow. And they're still in good shape. I mean, if you're 80 years old and you're in good shape, you know, more power to you.
I spent a lot of time in that bar over the years.
Cool. They always have some fun Halloween shows, like the Dead Rockstars show.
Yeah, we did one of those one year, a Dead Rockstars show.
So who were you guys?
We were, what are we?
I don't know if we've, I know.
Oh, you know what? I apologize. It wasn't a Dead Rockstars show. It was a.
We've done one of the other tributes.
It was an Influences tribute show is what it was that we did.
Nice.
Yeah. We also did, there was another, Roger Carpio from Record Club did a Morrissey versus Danzig.
Oh, that's interesting.
Tribute show. We played that too. Yeah.
Nice. Were you guys on the Morrissey side of the house, or
we did? We did a Morrissey.
We did two Morrissey songs, and we did a Misfits song, and we did a Glenn Danzig song.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some musical versatility right there.
I'd also like to give a shout out to our rhythm section, Mike Carr and Kirkland Cox.
Yes.
They're not with us today, but
they are the other two guys that make the band sound so great on record and live. Very, very good indeed.
And they're definitely the backbone of this EP, I think.
Yeah. And you know, it was so well recorded. I mean, everything sounded good. I was listening to this a little bit in headphones later, and you know what? The mark of a good recording is when you can hear the bass. Yeah, it came through loud and clear on this one.
Oh, good. Good.
Well done. Did you guys record it here in Sacramento?
We did. We recorded at a acquaintance home studio.
Oh, very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, they did a great job. What time, by the way, off that subject, but what time does the show start on Friday?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock at Old Ironsides. All About Rockets will be first. Cruel Summer will be in the middle, and then we'll be closing out the show.
And thank you so much for starting it at a decent hour. Us old guys who work for a living really don't like to start a show at 10:30 and then miss the last band or two. So that's perfect. Sacramento is not quite so big where we have to start shows late. So thank you for that. So I'm here with Desario. I'm here with John and Mike. Can you guys stick around for another half hour and you guys can take over the helm and play DJ?
That would be great. Thanks, Mike.
You guys each brought a nice stack of influential records, I guess we call them.
I think
between Mike and I we brought a really good mix of stuff that's really influenced us personally and the band.
Nice. That's what I want to know about. I think that will probably tell even more than the interview does, you know, who made you guys into the musicians that you are today. So very good. So can we play one more track off the EP before we go to break?
Yes. The next track is Down Among Them.
Down Among Them. Here we go. Here's Desario. Stay tuned because we'll hear John and Mike DJ the show right after this. Well, you know what? I love that one so much I had to play it twice. Here's Down Among Them.
When you saw me fall.